Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Pain and anguish inside a Boise courtroom as the two survivors and families of the four University of Idaho students murdered in 2022 address confessed killer Brian Koberger. Survivor Dylan Mortensen says she has panic attacks from the stabbing murders inside their off-campus home and directed her anger to Koberger sitting emotionless.
He took away birthdays, graduations, celebrations. And all the memories that we were supposed to make, all of it is gone.
Scott Laramie, stepfather to Madison Mogan, says they will feel the loss forever.
It helps us to know that he is in heaven now, freed from the trials of this earth. We, however, continue to live on without the grace and support of her presence.
Koberger struck a deal with prosecutors that spares him the death penalty, agreeing to four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's hotter than Hades, or at least it will seem so today. A heat advisory is in effect for northeast Wisconsin until 8 p.m. tonight, with a high in the lower 90s and heat indices expected to reach 102 in our area. It will be even hotter to the south of us, including Fond du Lac County, with blistering temperatures and high humidity. Participants of EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh are encouraged to stay hydrated and take breaks. Find shade if you can. Look out for fellow enthusiasts and find a volunteer if you need help. EAA also has misting and cooling stations set up all around the grounds. The city of Green Bay is seeking public input on the future of St. John's Park, a location currently frequented by the area's unhoused population. The park is located directly across the street from St. John Men's Homeless Shelter, and a public meeting on the future of the park is this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock in the second floor council chambers at City Hall. Green Bay Parks Director Dan Ditsheet says the city doesn't want its current use to dictate the park's future. Tonight, the public is invited to give feedback on everything from gathering spaces to playgrounds, gardens, and art. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature seeks to address a shortage in the number of school bus drivers across the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles, the number of bus drivers in the state has fallen by nearly 20% over the last 15 years. The legislation would make it easier for older drivers to keep their license by requiring drivers over 70 years old to retake their driver's test every 4 years instead of every 2 years. About a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second-longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of off and on thunderstorms today. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Our high 89, but that heat index is going to be pushing the upper 90s to near 100 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, but a little cooler with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
I got two special guest hosts tomorrow, and they'll be talking with Pete Schwab of Nightlight and Jim Santel of Amicus, a law review. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Put your mind into the Wayback Machine back to 2016, and Donald Trump is running for president. And the guy who's running his campaign is a fellow by the name of Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort came back to the United States from Eastern Europe to run Trump's campaign. He offered to do it for free. And he's got some pretty skeezy connections to Vladimir Putin and oligarchs that work with Putin and all that kind of thing. Heidi Sigmund-Kuda has been writing about this. In fact, her latest piece over at the Betty Dangerous newsletter on Substack. It's Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com, the old-fashioned spelling, Betty Dangerous. What Paul Manafort is up to these days is totally amazing. Heidi, welcome back to the program. Tell us about this. Why is Paul Manafort in Albania? Or was?
Yes. Hi, Tom. How are you? I hope you can hear me all right.
Just fine.
A sketchy internet. Oh, yeah. Good. I'm so happy to see you. And super quick, I just want to thank you for all the great work you continue to do. I read you every day. And I'm just so amazed that under the conditions that are set in front of you, that you continue to really tell people what is most important in this moment. So I thank you for that. I think it's really important to not ignore what happened a decade ago. Like Carol Cadwalader, who's an investigative reporter in the UK, she continues to push on to expose what happened in Brexit and Russia's involvement. And I feel we need to do the same. We have crises after crises. And I really think it's important that we don't overlook the fact that I believe the 2016 election. Not only do I believe it, I listened to Christopher Steele at the Byline Festival last weekend talk about he believes that the Russians were the defining factor in why Trump won the election in 2016. Was his manager for a few months, right?
Yeah.
Who was his manager?
Yeah, Manafort was running the show, and the Russians were, and Manafort had apparently taken inside information from the Republican Party on, information on individual voters in a half a dozen swing states, and handed that off to the Russian intelligence services. And then they used Facebook to individually target these people, principally black people who were Hillary Clinton voters, to convince them that Hillary Clinton didn't like black people. That was the main focus of it. And it actually worked. It's, the black vote in those six states was down substantially compared to other states.
Correct. So what's really important is that while Paul Manafort was working pro bono on the Trump campaign, he had offered to give private briefings to Oleg Deripaska, who's an oligarch that he was in debt to. We have to remember that Paul Manafort for a decade worked to install a Putin puppet into Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych had been working with him since 2005. and had failed initially. And then Manafort, using the techniques he learned as a lobbyist, gave Yanukovych elocution lessons, put him in nice suits. And then he comes back and wins in 2010. And why this is so important is that, again, he was paid somewhere around $66 million to do this work. And he was paid this money by pro-Russian oligarchs and pro-Putin cutouts. And they use slogans like lock her up. And we repurposed those slogans, as you know, in 2016. So they had a playbook, and that playbook was used in the Trump campaign. And honestly, when you look at the Mueller report, it is just so shocking, because here you have Paul Manafort offering polling data to the Russians, to an ex-KGB spy. And why this is so important, as you said, Tom, is that the election was swayed three states, handful of votes, and even people like Christopher Steele, who worked in British intelligence and worked as a Russia watcher and did, of course, the Steele dossier, says that it was it was the influence of the Russians and people like Paul Manafort that actually turned the election outcome the way it did. And we still don't have any, we never rectified that. We just sort of said, oh, this is how it goes.
What's astonishing right now is that you've got the person who Tulsi Gabbard, who is just a regular on Russian television and has taken pro-Putin positions for years now, just came out and said, this was a complete lie that Obama said that the Russians hacked the election. Well, Obama never said the Russians hacked the election. Marco Rubio's Senate committee concluded was that the Russians influenced the elections, principally through Facebook, as you and I were just talking about, the information that Paul Manafort gave them. And so here you've got, I think a Russian stooge who's running our intelligence agencies, who is putting out just a clear straw man disinformation campaign here to try to distract us away from thinking that Russia had any influence on us in the 2016 election. It's just breathtaking.
It is, absolutely. And again, I look at somebody like Paul Manafort as just a Democratic hitman. He's the guy that you pull in when you need a fixer. And he did it for the Trump campaign. And he has a history, as you likely know. They called his lobbying firm the Torturers Lobby, because he worked with so many dictators, some of whom, many of them had to flee revolutions. One of them actually burned his opponents alive. And there was no morality. It was just literally just taking the money and giving a veneer of respectability to just animals. And I actually would include Trump as part of that.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that. So Albania, this story is just another example of what Manafort is up to. He wasn't successful this time, which I thought was fascinating. But tell us about the story.
Yes. So Paul Manafort goes to work for a former PM in Albania. And this is a man who actually this week is going to trial on corruption charges. So if any of this sounds familiar, it probably should. The good news is his candidate did not win. The candidate that is pro-EU did win. But just like with Ukraine, these guys come back and they may not get it this time, but they can get it again. But I think it's quite fascinating that the campaign slogan in Albania for his candidate is "Make Albania Great Again." That was the first slogan that they pulled out. And I just they do this playbook over and over and over again. And as I wrote in Betty Dangerous, it's because America, I believe, is terrible at dealing with actual treason. So these bad actors, these Democratic hitmen, who I think are largely responsible for the world becoming more authoritarian. People like Paul Manafort are directly responsible for the fact that the world is moving toward authoritarianism. They just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I think it's because we failed at dealing with actual treason. Somebody like Paul Manafort gets a pardon and is able to continue doing this work throughout the world. And I just believe that's terribly wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, Merrick Garland.
You said a mouthful.
Yeah. So, in your opinion, we're talking with Heidi Sigmund Kuda, who writes the BettyDangerous.com, BETTE, Dangerous.com Substack newsletter. What's your sense of where this whole disintegration of the Trump base is going to go? I mean, he's still apparently polling very well among Republicans. The last poll I saw was 89% support among Republicans. But his support among independents, which is what pushed him into the White House this time around, has just collapsed. And the Marjorie Taylor Greene QAnon crowd are starting to turn away from him. What's your sense of where this is going?
You know, we've seen this before, and we think that it's going to collapse, and then it comes back together. And yeah. For me, I think one of the biggest ruses on the American people was tethering Donald Trump, a Russian asset, to the Republican Party. I think that's where people got confused, and a lot of the Eisenhower Republicans thought they were voting for a true Republican. And I think what we've seen, quite frankly, is somebody who is a friend to autocrats everywhere. I fear that that nothing good is going to happen in the U.S. for a long time unless we get a handle on information warfare. So even if Trump collapses, and often these guys do collapse under the weight of their own corruption, I think until we get a handle on how information is, ingested into the minds of people, particularly through social media, that we're going to be seeing characters like this over and over and over again. Yeah. And if it's not Trump, it could be J.D. Vance. And that is my concern. And I am looking at ways to start promoting coming up with sovereign technology where we are no longer the subjects of the enemies of democracies. The platforms are owned, as you know, by these oligarchs. And I personally do not want to end up like Russia in the 90s. And that is my big fear. So I think we have to get a handle on information warfare before we can see the end of this. But I will pull out the popcorn if his regime does collapse sooner than later. That would be, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and apparently J.D. Vance thinks he can just pick up the pieces and go on to become the great MAGA hero. And they don't like him. He wears eyeliner. He's married to a brown woman who won't become a Christian. I mean, they just don't like him. Heidi Sigmund Kuda.
No.
Yeah, check out her brilliant Substack newsletter, Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com. It's free, and sign up, and you'll be amazed. Heidi, thanks for dropping by.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Great having you with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you and picking up your calls and more of the news of the day right after this. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to wgbw.fm and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The voices of 86% of Maine voters were silenced July 14th as a federal appeals court found a 2023 ballot initiative limiting political spending by foreign-owned corporations likely violates the Constitution's right to free speech. Question 2 passed with an astounding 86.4% support after foreign corporations flooded Maine with advertising to get voters to approve a hydroelectric transmission corridor from Canada through Maine. The power companies and the Maine media, which benefited from millions in advertising dollars, sued on free speech grounds. Federal rules prohibit campaign contributions by foreign entities in federal elections, but don't address state spending or ballot initiatives. Question 2 prohibited foreign entities or subsidiaries with 5% or more foreign ownership from making contributions to candidates or ballot measures, required disclosure of advertising funding, and mandated disclosure whenever a foreign government attempted to influence an issue in Maine. A 3-judge panel agreed with the lower court's finding that determining whether multinational corporations exceeded 5% foreign ownership would be hard to enforce. It also agreed that the political spending limits would have a chilling effect on the right of corporations to speak out on issues. Another Maine money and politics case was decided July 15th, but this one is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, you know, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, a lot of the stuff in the medicine cabinet never actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. My favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed, or if you just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save up to 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off your entire purchase. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Like charitable in a business suit, no conscience, no heart, poison the truth. Made cruelty a trend, taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children and laughed at their cries, called Nazis fine people and swallowed his lies. Tore up the map, set fire to the ground, and danced with the devil as the world spun around. He's a black.
There's a whole lot going on here. Donald Trump just rolled back a 2-year rollback of all environment or not all major environmental regulations for coal plants, iron ore processors, and chemical manufacturers. He says this is necessary for national security. Another great handout to polluters who support the Republican Party. The U.S. Department of Agriculture ordered all 50 states to submit detailed personal data on anybody who's getting food stamps, including their names, social security numbers, and the benefits received. So much for privacy here. This is another major expansion of Trump's surveillance state. Senator Dick Durbin just exposed that 1,000 FBI personnel are frantically going through millions of Epstein documents looking for any mentions of Donald Trump. And this is, you know, of course, a massive cover-up. You've got the top State Department official testifying that the Trump regime weighs criticism of Israel when deciding whether or not to allow people to come into the United States on student visas. Now, this is crazy. You know, you should be free to criticize any country on earth, including Israel, and not be deprived of the ability to go to college in the United States. You know, the First Amendment doesn't say that, you know, free speech is just for a small group of people who are Republicans or something like. No, it's anybody. It's not even just for U.S. citizens. Congress shall pass no laws restricting the freedom of speech, period. It's crazy. And then you got Tulsi Gabbard accusing Barack Obama of orchestrating a treasonous conspiracy with a complete straw man BS, you know, saying, well, yeah, Obama said that Russia tried to hack our elections, and Russia didn't try to hack our elections. Well, Obama never said that. Nobody ever said that. No, the assertion wasn't that Russia tried to hack our elections. The assertion was that Russia hacked Hillary Clinton's email and the DNC's email and then released it through WikiLeaks. And that was one of the things that tilted the election. And then Russia was taking information that Paul Manafort gave them, and they were using this to directly influence people via Facebook, individual people. So you've got Tulsi Gabbard basically just putting up a straw man, you know, lying to the American people about what's going on. It's just breathtaking. And then there's Jose Manuel Ramos Batista. He followed U.S. immigration rules to bring his sick child into the United States, got permission. And then Trump snatched him, and he's one of the people who was sent to the El Salvadoran prison. He's from Venezuela. Not a gang member. He came here with his child to get her cancer treatment. This is just a lawless regime, this Trump administration, using fear and brutality to enforce its will. This is just so wrong. So anyway, I think we're going to break here. We'll be back. Yeah, we are. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more, with your calls. Stick around. We'll be right.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-13.
Screwworm is screwing with cattle imports from Mexico. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you for the Midwest Farm Report. We'll talk more about it after the break.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshake still means something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
The New World screwworm is a flesh-eating pest, and it's been a problem in Mexico for months. The U.S. and Mexican agricultural departments have been working on mitigation efforts, but the border is going to remain closed to Mexican cattle. This is the word from market advisor John Heinberg.
I don't sense that coming down anytime soon. They tried to do some controlled release, opening a few different ports or points at over a span of months or weeks. They opened one up 3 days later. We found a case of the New World screwworm very close to the Mexican border, closed it down in less than 3 days. So we're basically not counting on those Mexican feeder cattle to get here probably till the first of the year, till we get some type of true control or going down there, if that's even possible. So again, those cattle numbers are going to stay tight.
John says despite escalating prices for beef due to market pressure like the New World screwworm, consumers are staying committed to beef. John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around for a look at our dairy and grain markets next.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
Here's what's happening from Chicago midday on a Wednesday. Cash corn is trading 0.75 cents lower at $3.98 and a half. December new crop corn down a half a penny at $4.17 and a half. Cash soybeans are trading up 2.25 cents at $10.12 and a half. November new crop beans up 2 cents at $10.27 and a half. And new crop wheat is trading 0.25 cents lower at $5.43 and 3/4. Moving on to fluid milk, the August Class 3 milk contract is trading 38 cents lower at $17.19 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is also spiraling lower, down 53 cents at $17.52 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of often on thunderstorms today. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Our high 89, but that heat index is going to be pushing the upper 90s to near 100 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, but a little cooler with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, Zipah has helped me with my snoring. It's just an easy, simple mouthpiece. It's a mask. You know, CPAP is a mask with air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, your breathing is disruptive. You have a higher risk of dementia and stroke and heart disease and premature death. The bottom line is if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later on. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipah. Zipah, that's happy Z spelled backwards. I can get you a special discount, 20% off and free shipping. Just visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE, S-N-O-R-E. Again, that's promo code SNORE at ZYPPA.com. Zipah has been proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipah is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake at night. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance. Zipah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use the promo code SNORE. Locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare.
Justice is for the rich.
Welcome back. 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Joanne in Berkshire, Massachusetts. Hey, Joanne, what's up?
Hi. I want a quick question, a quick comment. And my comment is that I had done some research on Texas, and I found out that Joe Biden, President Biden's administration, sent $10.5 million down there specifically for flood warning alarm devices. And the device was supposedly only going to cost $1 million. They rejected it. They had town meetings, and the town meetings were just unbelievable castigations of Biden about how corrupt, and they weren't going to take his money from such a, you know, fake president, all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, but we better keep it because we can't have it sent to New Jersey. And the money disappeared. But the other thing, comment or question I have for you, what do you think of suddenly we're hearing little bits about his swollen legs and his medical condition? Are they preparing us for an exit because he may be under pressure or in the early signs of some kind of dementia for this scoop in of Vance and then it's going to be 12 years like Hitler of Vance?
I raised that that very question on Monday here. I was because this is the first time we've ever heard from his doctors that he's anything other than Superman. You know, in fact, Ronnie Jackson back during his previous administration said, you know, he's going to live for 200 years and he's never seen a healthier man in his life and all this kind of BS. So but Drudge had been pounding on these pictures of his hands and his feet for several days. And I think that they figured that they really had to deal with it. There's a lot of people also suggesting that vascular insufficiency would not produce the extreme swelling that we're seeing. I don't know. I'm not a physician, but that you know people are suspecting that he's actually got something even worse going on. You know, like heart failure or kidney disease.
Well, I'm wondering. Yeah. Can I add a small little comment? Mm. The original name of the word "drump" meant dumbhead. I notice now it's been removed. The original because I did this etymology about 2 or 3 years ago, and it meant dumbhead. It really did.
Well, that's what it means in German, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. So with regard to whether Trump is trying to prepare to exit, I'm guessing he's not trying to prepare to exit. He thinks he's indestructible. He thinks he's Wonder Man. He's going to be there forever. But, you know, the people around him might be thinking like that. I think that J.D. Vance is thinking like that. I mean, that might have something to do with J.D. Vance going, you know, flying out to Oklahoma or Montana, rather, to have that secret meeting with Rupert Murdoch on July 11th, I believe it was. So,
well,
I don't know.
The problem I have with Vance is he seems to use the Catholic Church because he's not really in line with that thinking, yeah, as kind of the way Hitler did a lateral PR moment.
Yeah.
He seems to be getting that, you know, people see it, they see the picture, they don't know that it's a very uncomfortable situation for the pontiff.
No, I get that. The other thing that I think is fascinating, I have worked in countries that are dictatorships and or near dictatorships, and lived in them for brief periods of time when I was working there back in the 80s when I was doing international relief work. And one of the things that I noticed is that in those countries where the leadership is opaque, where you have a dictatorship or an authoritarian leader, one of the main kind of social sports that people engage in is speculating about the fate and future of the leader, because that one person has so much control over their lives. And we're now starting to do that here in America. And it's, you know, I'm sure most Americans don't realize that this is the way that people talk when they live in a dictatorship, is they start, you know, everything is, you know, what is going to happen with dear leader? Is dear leader sick? Is dear leader upset? Is dear leader going to, you know, do this or that? Mm-hmm. And, but that's where we're at now. Because Donald Trump
it's a kind of like a pill to get through the day.
Yeah. And it's because Donald Trump is halfway down the road of converting America from a democracy into an autocracy, into a dictatorship. And he wants to take it all the way. And he may well. We'll see.
You're going to crash the dollar so it's digital?
Well, he's already crashed the dollar. It's down 10% right now. In fact, I think it's down 11% now, compared to when he came into office, which means that all imported goods into the United States are 10 or 11% more expensive. And that's before you start talking about tariffs. This has a lot to do with why we're seeing so much inflation right now. I mean, inflation is up 2.9% over last year, which is pretty radical. So, yeah, I think so. Joanne, thanks for the call. James in Sitka, Alaska. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener of you here. And
thank you.
I had this experience with a Trumper here in my little town where, you know, the guy just about ran me over in a crosswalk, and he wasn't watching where he was going. And so I yelled at him, and he I was taking a picture of his license plate, and I was going to call the police. And so I did call the police, but he had seen me do this. So I was talking to the sergeant at the local police station, and he said, and he took this guy's side. The cop did.
Hmm.
And I just couldn't believe it. It was
Maybe
just
they were
like
friends?
Things are apparently. I mean, the guy was obviously a ne'er-do-well kind of a guy, but, you know, he was friends, and he starts talking about my record. That's one thing he knew about was my record. And I don't have a record, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
maybe he meant your social media record.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I tell people, you probably don't want to follow me on Twitter sometimes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, an interesting story, James. Yeah, Trump is having an influence, I think, throughout our culture, if that's your point. I agree with that point. James, thanks a lot for the call. Josh in Cincinnati. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just calling to bring up a point. I forget the woman's name, but the woman that is brain dead, that they're keeping her alive to harvest the baby out.
Yeah, down in Georgia. They've got the baby now, and they let her pass away.
Oh, I didn't know that. But I guess where I was going to come from with it is, remember the Obama mandate when they wanted to charge $50 if you didn't have insurance or whatever the number was, and it went to the Supreme Court, and they said you can't force someone to spend money with a company?
That's right.
I mean, that's a perfect example of where they could have probably taken that to court, and it'd be interesting to see how that would have played out.
Yeah. The problem is that, and they may well, there may well be a court case around this right now, because the family was very upset about this, and the hospital is charging them for, you know, keeping their daughter alive.
Right.
But so if there is a court case, it may still well play out. It's just that, you know, court cases typically take longer than I guess it was around 6 or 7 months that they let this baby go before they induced, I don't know if they induced labor or a C-section or whatever they did, but before they recovered the baby. But
thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Josh. Nice to hear from you. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Thunderbird Bakery and Cafe on West 6th Avenue in Oshkosh is ready to fuel your next adventure. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thunderbird Bakery brings a fresh approach to bread with simple ingredients, detailed technique, and a passion for quality. Sourdough breads, handcrafted pastries, and sweet treats are all made from scratch and baked fresh every day. You'll also find delicious sandwiches, a wide variety of coffees, and pantry items. Thunderbird Bakery and Cafe. Order online for same-day pickup at thunderbirdbakery.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 217-9129. 800-217-9129.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Louise and I did our summer vacation in Iceland and northern Norway, and it was cold. And I was so glad that I had ordered a cotton and wool sweater from Quince. It was perfect. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince. You will, too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend. It's so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Just go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/THOM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
We crossed the sea to break the chains left behind the tyrant's reign. No more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone. To a fever dream. Then we fought a revolution to fight people like this. All of gods and shadows with an ironclad fist. They stole the courts, they're muzzling the press. And if we don't stop them, there'll be nothing
left. The hour. Picking up the calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Talk media for the sane among us. Dave in Auburn, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey. Wake up and smell the fascism.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey,
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I heard on TV last night, I think it was, I can't remember her name, but she mentioned the Telecommunications Act from Clinton, mm-hmm. and that's how we got this Colbert thing.
Yeah.
You know, all this consolidation of everything in the United States is just destroying the country. I mean, it's just too much consolidation about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing's sacred anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave.
That's all I got to say.
Well, you said it well, and you're echoing my op-ed today that's over at HartmanReport.com, which is all about that. You know, spot on. Thank you, Dave. Tim and Aloha. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Well, we talked last week, Tom, about our generation. We grew up, how the educational system has changed.
Mm-hmm. It has,
unfortunately,
yeah.
You know?
Not for the better.
And people can't put anything in historical perspective. I've been in the same neighborhood 35 years. I've seen a couple of generations of kids. They don't have a clue what's going on in this world. It's scary stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're from middle-class families. They're concerned with playing with their electronic toys every day, and they kind of walk away from the big picture. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about, because I think three key names right now are basically in a certain degree responsible for what's happened in the last generation. Now, I know you know Ralph Nader, and, you know, when we were younger, I mean, I don't think anybody did more for the average consumer in this country on an individual basis than that guy.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest mistakes he ever made, and it turned against him, you know, was when he wouldn't go with Gore. He didn't, you know, he basically said Gore and Bush were the same, you know.
Yeah.
You think we'd have been in a better world if Gore would have been elected instead of Bush? And then there's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who basically created the situation we're in with the Supreme Court. You know, that started, that initiated the situation where we're in with six people that want to literally destroy this planet for their own personal gain. And then the biggest, I think the biggest criminal out there is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She was with Hillary Clinton, and she was a key ingredient in making sure Bernie Sanders didn't progress with his campaign.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of young people in that era. My son was at college age who drove up to Washington with some of his friends to see Bernie speak. Do you think the world would have been a better place if we wouldn't have the Supreme Court the way it is, if Gore would have been elected and we didn't have to worry about Bush and Cheney, and then if Bernie Sanders would have been elected president? You think the world would be a little better place right now?
Yeah, well, if we're doing rhetorical questions, is a frog's ass watertight? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yes,
yeah.
Of course, Tim.
I mean, you know, those are very, that's very simple to determine, yeah. You know, if you know anything about the last generation we're in, and those people changed the world. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
That shows you how a handful of people can make a difference on this planet, you know, because we're in an international world now, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and Trump wants to eliminate that, basically, too.
Good points all, Tim, and a great rant. Thanks for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Say, you know, this is really getting to be a situation. It was mentioned about Ivana being buried at Trump's Bedminster golf course.
Correct.
Well, then this one of the victims of Epstein is a Marine Farmer, as she unspoken.
Diane, your phone just went nuts.
We got to watch out for her because she's not going to last long the way she's been talking about Trump and calling him creepy and everything.
Diane, your
and
phone.
She
Diane?
Was,
hello?
Girlfriend.
Diane?
And she said she hung around
Diane
with them because with Ghislaine and Ivana, and they were in the car together, and the three of them. And Ghislaine said, stop the car, stop the car. She jumped out because she saw a prospect, a young girl walking down the sidewalk and wanted her phone number. Mm-hmm. And this Farmer, Maria Farmer says that she, Ghislaine would even troll schools just looking for girls getting out and walking, you know, to and from the school.
Sure.
I mean, it was a regular dragnet. And this is a name to remember, though. If you see anything with this girl, Maria Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R, she talks and she doesn't care. It is really good, and it's on the Midas Touch. And the article where she's talking about this, you have this lane on the left and Maria Farmer's picture on the right.
Yeah. Okay, and, Diane, thank you for the call, and thanks for the information. This is blowing up in Trump's face. And, you know, today they're shutting down Congress. Mike Johnson is shutting down the Congress because he doesn't want anybody talking about this. Donald Trump is trying to say that he's going to arrest Barack Obama so that we'll talk about something other than Jeffrey Epstein. That ain't going to happen. You've got Donald Trump's personal criminal defense lawyer, Todd Blanche, former personal criminal defense lawyer, is going to be traveling to the jail to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. And, you know, in my opinion, talk her into... You know, condemning Bill Clinton and exonerating Donald Trump, and I bet $50 that's what's going to come out of it. But we'll see. Interesting times we live in. Eh? We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Emotions are running high in a Boise courtroom as families of four University of Idaho stabbing murders and survivors offer victim impact statements, directing their pain and anger at confessed killer Brian Koberger, sitting in court and showing no emotion. Koberger will receive four consecutive life sentences after making a plea deal with prosecutors, sparing him the death penalty. ABC's Alex Stone is outside court.
Two different kind of moods, depending on who's been speaking, that consoled his family very much going after him and saying that you are a weak man, that you are pathetic, what it's going to be like in prison for him, and that they hope that he is hurt by other inmates or even killed by other inmates, compared to others who have spoken who have been very emotional, including their family, their roommate, Dylan Mortensen, who she talked about those moments and the loss that she has experienced over the years.
Koberger declined to address the court before the judge sentences him. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin.